is Dr. Indigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alma R. Olmeda de Vallejo. Date of birth, September the 7th, 1963. Case ID number is 4939365. Date of exam, February the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 6/23/20, 12/2/20, 8/9/21, and 3/22/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old single female with new children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of sleep apnea, high blood pressure, arthritis / fibromyalgia, thyroid disease, and Barrett's esophagitis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a babysitter for 2 months. Prior to that time, she worked as a provider for 10 years and states that she worked full-time, 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her nephew and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, sleep apnea. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, arthritis / fibromyalgia. Number four, thyroid disease. And number five, Barrett's esophagitis. History of allegations. Number one, sleep apnea. The claimant states in 2017 she was having problems with sleep apnea and was not breathing well at night. The claimant does suffer from allergies. She denies having emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, or pneumonia at this time. She states her shortness of breath sometimes is precipitated by walking one block, climbing one flight of stairs, but not by talking or resting. She states occasionally seasonal changes do affect her sleep apnea. The claimant smokes one half pack of cigarettes per day and has done so for 21 years. The claimant has not been into the emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated for her sleep apnea. She is presently on inhalers and steroids, but is not using oxygen at this time. She was diagnosed with sleep apnea and the need for a CPAP machine. Her oxygen saturation today was 91%. She is presently on cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, fluticasone, nasal spray, QHS, 50 micrograms, and albuterol sulfate inhaler, one inhalation TID. Her condition appears to be stable. Number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1998, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 138/85 mmHg. She is presently taking metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, losartan potassium, 100 milligrams QD, and amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 138/85 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number three, arthritis / fibromyalgia. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had problems with both shoulders, especially the left side, bilateral hand osteoarthritis, and foot pain. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis / fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. Multiple x-rays have been performed, and she has had multiple surgeries performed on her feet and shoulders. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds with her right arm. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep a room. The claimant did not present with an assistive device. She states that she has a walker at home that she uses. Her physician is Dr. Jose Carreras and also Dr. Eduardo Guzman. She is presently on piroxicam, 20 milligrams BID, Tylenol number 3, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams QID, tizanidine, 4 milligrams QD, and diclofenac, 75 milligrams BID, which she states does help her with her pain. The claimant has had multiple surgeries as well, including a left shoulder surgery with manipulation and a prosthesis placed. She's also had right shoulder manipulation in 2021. And has had surgery of the feet consisting of surgery of the first metatarsophalangeal toe joint of her left foot and a planovagus deformity of the foot, which was treated with surgery along with rheumatoid arthritis of the talonavicular joint, which was treated with open reduction internal fixation. Her condition is stable at this time, and she is able to ambulate. However, she has very poor function of the left shoulder. Her daily activities include sleeping, going to the grocery store, and occasionally cooking something. She does no other exercise at home. Allegation number 4, thyroid disease. The claimant states that in 2017, she was told that she had thyroid disease. She had a sauna of the thyroid gland, which was normal. She does not recall what her last level was. She is presently on no medications, and she is presently doesn't know what her labs have been like. She doesn't know whether she has hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, and is not documented in medical records. When asked why she has waited so long to be treated, she said she just never got around to it. Allegation number 5, Barrett's esophagitis. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having difficulty swallowing food and was diagnosed with esophagitis and radiation down the throat. She states sometimes the pain would last for 5 minutes and she would have it 2 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 6 times per day, but no constipation, melena, or hematemesis. She states that she does feel weak and has lost approximately 45 pounds in the last year. She's food intolerant to bread, chile, cabbage, and other foods that cause a lot of gas. She is presently on omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, and appears to be stable at this time. She was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagitis, and her condition appears to be fairly well controlled and appears to be losing weight for other reasons. Family history. Her father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 54. He also had hypertension. The mother is 87 and has had died of a myocardial infarction, pacemaker, and COVID-19 medications. Piroxicam, 20 milligrams BID, Tylenol number 3, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams QID, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, tizanidine, 4 milligrams QD, citalopram, 20 milligrams QD, fluticasone, nasal spray, 50 micrograms QD in each nostril, losartan potassium, 100 milligrams QD, neomycin cream, QD, clotrimazole, PRN is needed for fungal infections, amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD, metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD, trazodone, 100 milligrams QD, glipizide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams BID, Januvia, 100 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, pramipexole, that's PRAMIPEXOLE, 0.5 milligrams QHS, for restless leg syndrome, albuterol sulfate inhaler, TID, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, and diclofenac 75 milligrams BD. Medical problems. Rectal vaginal fistula repair times 3, repaired on June the 23rd, 2020, with poor results. Left shoulder manipulation and prosthesis times 2 with poor results. Right foot surgery with internal open reduction, internal fixation of the talonavicular joint. Also, she had a bone implant of the same foot. The claimant has also had left foot first metatarsophalangeal repair as well. Hysterectomy in 2021, herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral spine in 1995, laser surgery of the spine, right shoulder manipulation times 2, intestinal surgery secondary to fistula, right shoulder manipulation in 2021, colostomy performed in December of 2021, secondary to a colon vaginal fistula. She has also had a status post transanal repair and a rectal vaginal fistula in 2020. The claimant suffers also from internal hemorrhoids, diverticulosis. The claimant has had COVID-19 times 2, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis / fibromyalgia, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, morbid obesity, Barrett's esophagitis, sleep apnea, and multi-nodule thyroid disease with mild hyperthyroidism. With mention of thyrotoxis, crisis, or storm, not confirmed by patient. Social history of tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 21 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 101.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Weight is 281 pounds. Height 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches. BP 138 over AVD5 mmHg, heart rate 93 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 91, BMI 45. General. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. She did present with some scleral icterus, which was noted, but no conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with mild cataract formation and very dark fundi. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses, but she did not bring them to the office visit. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear with auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had multiple bronchi in her lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant did present with a fever of 101.7, and she states she is taking antibiotics for her abdominal infection. And states that she would be going to see her doctor soon after the office visit with us. Abdomen. After the last sentence, there is a 2-centimeter round mid-abdominal area scar where a colostomy was performed. It has healed and been removed, and the claimant does have problems with obesity. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a right 3-centimeter malillar surgical scar, which is well healed, and a 9-centimeter Achilles tendon vertical scar noted on the right foot, which has been repaired. Her foot appears to be otherwise normal. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has ringworm and a fungal infection all over her body, which is being treated by her physician. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Refluxes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of her shoulders, feet, and hand area. Mild joint swelling was noted, as well as some deformity of the right foot and of the left toe. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. She was able to forward flex 90 degrees. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had moderate difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, and was unable to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally with difficulty, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She has a walker at home and appears to need an assisted device when she goes out. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were decreased but symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. However, the claimant is able to perform a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch at this time. X-rays of the left shoulder. No acute findings, functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her shoulders and of her feet, which have been surgically corrected with poor results. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to multiple problems of rectal vaginal fistulas, poor recovery of all surgeries that have been performed on her shoulders and on her feet. Probable diagnoses. Number one, sleep apnea, dash being treated with a CPAP machine. Her oxygen saturation was 91%, which is normal. She does appear to have a bronchitis at this time. Her condition is stable. Number two, high blood pressure slash hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 138 over 85 mmHg. Number three, arthritis slash fibromyalgia, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, dash confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has not done well with any of the surgeries and has complete dysfunction at the left shoulder. Number four, thyroid disease, secondary to mulchial. The claimant states that she did not know what her diagnosis was. However, in her medical records, she was noted to have toxic multinodular goiter with mention of thyrotoxic crisis or storm. However, the claimant has never been on any medications. Her condition appears to be stable, and a sonogram of her thyroid appeared to be normal. She states her levels are normal at this time. She probably had a hyperthyroidism secondary to thyrotoxic goiter, which has which appears to have resolved at this time. Allegation number five, Barrett's esophagitis being treated at this time. The claimant states she has lost 45 pounds, but I believe that's coming from other problems that she's having with multiple fistulas and problem with her intestines. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alma Rosa Almeida de Vallejo.